What's up, guys? This is the Chatterbait Fishing Show.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Perry. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
You doing good?
You weren't asking about me, though.
I was asking about everyone, so that's including you.
Okay.
So how you doing?
I'm doing well.
How you guys doing listening? How y'all guys doing? I hope you're doing good. I hope I heard that.
We got a cool episode. It's that time of the month.
MTB time.
Mystery Tackle Box.
Let's go. So, this is catch of the day. So what we're going to do is we're going to unbox the Mystery Tackle Box for you guys. So, Jackson, would you like to do the first lure?
Well, first, if you haven't heard about a Mystery Tackle Box, what it is, it's from Shop Carl's. It's a little black box, or that's the pro.
Well, that's the pro. That's what he got.
The regular is just a regular cardboard box. But it gives you, I don't know, 5 or 6 baits maybe each month with different plastics, hard baits, all kinds of different stuff.
Just whatever you need for that month. Yep. So obviously, at the time of recording this, it's October, so they're going to get like a fall transition baits. So yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay. So the first bait is a Dobin's Rods Extreme Jigs. It's a 5-aught EWG hook, 3/4 ounce football jig. It's a 5-aught EWG, 3/4 ounce, looks like brown, orange, and black, like a crawfish color.
Yep. The next bait is the Hoaxfish Scam Shad. So, there's a couple ways you can fish this, I assume. I fished it personally in a Texas rig. I actually fished it weightless, but So it's black and blue. Like I said, you can fish it in a Texas rig or probably a drop shot. It's a fluke-like bait. Yeah, comes with a little
pamphlet
here in the Mystery Tackle Box. The Hoaxfish Scam Shad is the answer for an all-purpose soft bait that is will work rigged, use multiple methods. It darts and dances similar to a walk the dog bait, so it kind of walks in the water, which is actually really like that, but we'll talk about that later. And it's kind of got like 4 or 5 little like tentacles on the back as its tail, gives it really good action. So that's the Hoaxfish Scam Shad.
Next thing, we got 2 Yozuri baits. I'm going to go over the first. It is a Crystal Minnow Floating Jerkbait. It's 4 3/8 inches long, and it's 1/2 ounce. I tried to fish this, but, I mean, it's winter and it was cold. There's no way. Well, I tried. It's
not a frog pond.
No. It's a lake bait, really. It's a lake bait, and it's not this weather color either.
No.
It's the wrong color for this weather. But,
they don't have any perch in our pond. It's like a perch color.
Yeah, it's a crystal, like half of it's clear, and then the actual color's in the middle, and it's like a green perch. It doesn't say a color on it. I guess it would be crystal minnow.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, so the last bait is the Yozuri Rattlin' Vibe. It's a sinking bait. It's like a lipless crankbait. I fished with this one. It's 2.5 inches long, and it's 5/8 ounce. The color is matte Rayburn red crawfish. Dude, I just really love the look of this bait. We'll talk about that again later, though. I might actually tell a story about this bait, too.
Okay.
So, a couple things that we also got
are, this Liquid Mayhem garlic crawfish scent. It's actually made with real crawfish.
It's nasty.
So pretty much what you do is you put a bead on it and spread it evenly across the bait, and you reapply every 30 casts. Perry said this stuff smells awful. I'm not going to smell
it. It's awful. I did not use that, and then also came with hooks, but I forgot them.
Oh, it came with hooks?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, nice.
I can't remember what they are, though. It's a popular hook brands.
They were Mustads.
Mustad. They were Mustad hooks. I believe they were 4-aught. I think they were 4-aught.
They were bigger hooks.
They were EWGs. Nice hooks that I used with the Scam Shad. So, yeah.
It also came with stickers, a little receipt type thing, a tips and tricks from The Dibble, and throwbacks information. You can get throwback t-shirts and stickers now.
And the little Scam Shad pamphlet.
Yes.
So, if you don't already have a Mystery Tackle Box subscription, go check them out at shopcarls.com. Not sponsored.
Yeah, I wish, though.
I wish, yeah.
Alright, so for fish thoughts, we wanted to go over what we thought about these baits.
So, first up, we got the Hoax Fish Scam Shad. So, let me pull one of these out real quick, just because, why not? So, this bait is a fluke style bait, like I said earlier. It's black and blue, which for the water I was fishing at our home, it was a really good color. I love using black and blue in our pond because our pond is definitely stained. Mm-hmm. It's not clear water. I mean it's not mud, but I mean it's not the clearest water. So black and blue usually works really well in our pond. And the bait is definitely different. I've never really fished a bait like this other than the Zoom Super Fluke, which I've used that before. But this is weird, man. Like,
yeah.
It's definitely a fluke style bait, but it's got like four little tails on it. But I caught one fish on it. It was a little dinky fish, but hey, it worked. Also, I mean, the fish are just off right now, man. The fall transition is just hard fishing. So yeah, caught one fish on this bait. And I mean, overall, if I was to rate it 1 out of 10, if I was to rate it 1 through 10, I'd give it 6.
6. Alright, so then we had the Dobbins Rods Extreme Jigs. So like I said, it's a football jig, which our pond is a grassy bottom. And this thing picks up the grass. I assume all football jigs would. But this thing just... Like, you reel it in, you have a big old chunk.
Yeah, but Jackson, it's not... Like,
it's made...
Just
okay.
So you guys know, it's made for, like, ledges.
It's made for rocky ledges and rocky bottoms. And I'll give them that. It's a great... It feels really nice. It felt good. It was heavy, though. It was really heavy. Which, I mean, you know, if you're fishing deep water, would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Color's good.
I like it. I don't know if I have anything else to say.
Just not for our pond.
Yeah, no. I did fish a little bit. I had 2 bites. Both of them I missed because I'm terrible. Yeah.
It's tough. All right. So next we have the Yozuri Rattling Vibe. First impressions when I pulled this out of the Mystery Tackle Box, I just love the color of this. Like, this is, like, one of the best-looking baits I've ever seen. It's got, like, gold stripes on it, and it's red. I fished it, and it's a fast-moving bait, obviously, because you just straight reel it. It's a lipless crankbait. And I didn't get any fish on it, but I don't think that's the lure's fault. I think it's either my fault or the fish's fault.
I don't think it's your fault. It's that fall transition. They're still in shock. They haven't been...
They're not quick enough right now to eat this fast-moving
bait.
Even
a Texas rig is a little fast right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm catching them on is Texas rigs. And that's what I've been using mainly, but I saw a Bandito bug right now is all I've been using. And a Bandito bug and a curly tail.
I actually tried catching. I was going to try and do a slam, but that didn't work out. So I was fishing these actual baits.
I tried for a day, and then I was like, nope.
So next up we have the Yozuri Crystal Minnow. I did fish this too. Again, too fast, and it's just too big for our pond, honestly.
Yeah, and I've heard these jerk baits are really good for current. So, like, obviously there's no current in a pond. So, if you live by, like, a creek or river or, like, a lake that has, like, flowing creeks into it, this might work really well for you.
It's a really pretty bait. Like, it looks really good.
Yeah, like, Yozuri, we'll give them credit there. The Yozuri baits look amazing.
And that Rattling Trap? Or, not Rattling.
Rattling Vibe.
Rattling Vibe, excuse me. It had, like, actual carvings in it.
Yeah, it looks... It's got, it like, a scales. Weird texture. It's like... I don't even know. It's got, like, a grid on it. It's cool.
Yeah, it's got scales.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I believe this is a Chinese... Japanese brand, right?
Yeah, I believe they're Japanese.
I mean, as you can tell from the name, Yozuri.
They gave us a pamphlet on them, too, I think.
I mean, the back has Maybe different not. Languages on it. It's got English, too, but...
Not much of it.
I like how they Sorry, just real quick. I like how they have this warning. The hooks on this product are extremely sharp.
They are. Oh my gosh, they are.
That's the story I was going to
tell. Yeah, okay.
So, I'm not the smartest man in the world. If you know me in person, you probably know that. But I left my rod right by a chair, like an office chair.
A mesh office chair
at that. And it got hooked in it. And
bad.
Bad. Took us like 15 minutes to get it out. And, I say we, but Jackson, get it out. You can tell it if you want. Tell if you add anything.
Yeah, so, it was hooked in both hooks, 2 out of the 3 trebles. and I got one out, and then the other one hooks, and you get that one out, and the other one hooks, and it just kept working its way down and working its way down. One of the trebles broke off on the back.
It's okay, though.
But they are so sharp.
They are very sharp. They're very sharp hooks.
Yeah.
If I was to get a bite on it, the hookup ratio is probably good.
Yeah, I would assume. And then this Liquid Mayhem, which I don't know what to talk about. I don't use scents or tastes. I'm sorry, Liquid Mayhem. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna try it eventually. It's just not something I feel like I need right now.
Yeah.
It will go in my tackle box though.
So, reel it in. Today we talked about unboxing the mystery tackle box.
We gave our opinions on a mystery tackle box.
And then we talked some more about the mystery tackle box.
Yeah. Next week, we have something pretty cool. It involves Wally World and $25.
Stay tuned. Bye!